With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's for Our Lads Draft Services. Dan Shonka talks NFL draft with us inside of a week away. Dan, appreciate the time. The Packers at 12-30. First, we'll focus on 12. Does it feel more like an offensive line situation there? Or there's plenty of defensive linemen that could be there as well, but it feels like a big boy is going to be on the radar of the Green Bay Packers there inside the top 15.
Well, I understood that the Packer fans would give up all their cheese, beer, and brat stock to get a guy like Devin White. Am I wrong?
Yes. Yes, we would. Yes. Yes. Yes, we would.
Unfortunately, he probably won't be there. That's the sticky wicket, Or, hey, how about the Willis Hawkeye tight ends? Now, there's
no,
a couple there that...
Not at 12. No. No, I don't want them at 12, Dan. No, at 30? Dan, at 30, I'm with you, buddy. I'm not doing that at 12, man. Uh-uh.
I hope Aaron Rodgers is not listening.
I don't care anyway. If he is. Don't matter. It don't matter.
Okay, so now who do you want, Sparky?
Hey, look. Look, I'll take, like you said, I'll take White. I'll even take Bush, the other inside linebacker, at 12 either. I'll consider that. I'll consider a pass rushing linebacker, a defensive lineman. I'll do that. I'll even listen to Leroy Butler, who's not here yet, and take one of his goofy offensive linemen if he wants at 12. We can do that too. But this is my thing. Because they're bringing in quarterbacks up there, right? Up in Green Bay, and people are starting to freak out a little bit, like, oh my God, don't take a quarterback at 12. But of those top four guys in this draft right now, one or two guys you see possibly sliding down to around Green Bay at 30?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. It all depends on how many quarterbacks that these teams. How many second tier or backup quarterbacks are going to be drafted in the first round? And the Packers are jumping up and down and saying, hey, we want all those quarterbacks to go because somebody's going to fall good to them if that happens.
Well, that's just it. Of those quarterbacks, how do you have them ranked on your board right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, Haskins is our top guy, okay? He's got to go to the right spot now, but Murray is second, but he's truly a system quarterback. And every quarterback's not a system quarterback, although most of them are, but Murray's got to go, to the right system for him to succeed. And then we got Finley from North Carolina State, who is super accurate, and he's not, quote, sexy, and he's not running his mouth and all that stuff, telling everybody how good he is and all that. All he does is do the job, and he's accurate and makes great decisions. And then we got Jones at number four from Duke, and then Locke is five. And we got Finley, Jones, and Locke all in the second round.
Because Drew Locke's the one that most recently made news going up here visiting with Green Bay. Dan, when you look at the rest of those quarterbacks, when you bring up Finley in that second round, do you believe he'd be one of those guys, though, if he comes into that second round, that 44 spot for the Packers, would be more likely to get in where he fits in with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I do, because he's a guy that I've studied him for a long time, and the guy's accuracy, decision-making, he's very smart. And if you don't have accuracy, you don't have good decision-making, you can't succeed in the NFL as a quarterback. And people don't seem to get that message, and you have all these guys get drafted, and every year you see guys just fall by the wayside. Bortles going to the third pick in the draft. Hey, he was the same way. He wasn't ready to go and all that, and he gets taken. So, it's on and on and on every year, but there's going to be three quarterbacks or four like that in this draft that same thing's going to happen to them.
Okay, so now let's go back up to 12, where the Packers are currently sitting. So at 12, give me your top three guys, maybe an offensive lineman, a pass rusher, whatever, that if you're Green Bay, you think all three guys could be there for the take.
Well, you know, let's see. I think that, one of those linemen, you know, I think Dillard can be there from Washington State. You know, I think Juwan Taylor could be there from Florida. And at 30, you look at McGarry down there, you know, and 30, and same way with Little. I think Little might be available at 32. But I don't know if Jonah Williams from Alabama will be there or not at 12. But if he is, I mean, he'd be a heck of a – I mean, you talk about a guy who could play every position. I mean, he'd be a great pick for a lot of teams that, you know, 12, 5th, 13, 14, anywhere in that middle. Because he's, like I said, if he doesn't somehow make it at tackle, see, we worry a little bit about his lower body thickness and everything, you know, to be able to anchor. But he's got really good feet, and he can move people out. His arms are a little bit short, but he's a very good technician. So, but we think he could be an all-pro guard or even center. Okay, tackle, I think he'd be a good, usable, serviceable tackle. So you're getting a 5-for-1 guy if you draft him at 12.
All right, let's continue on talking with Dan Shonka, our guy from Our Lads Draft Service. We've had him on for years here on The Fan. Always turn to him come draft time. Okay, Dan, so let's look at it from a different position. Let's look at it from a pass rushing position. There's some reports out there that Sweat may be coming off of draft boards because of a possible heart condition. What are you hearing there, and would he be a consideration for you at 12?
You know, I don't think so, because he's got more than a heart condition. I mean, heart condition, I think, is, you know, he has the same thing that Maurice Hurst had. That's my understanding.
Okay.
You know, and Hurst ended up, you know, doing fine out of Oakland. But, you know, he got run out of Michigan State for a problem that he had there, you know, not passing certain tests that you got to pass. And then, so he's got some problems there at Mississippi State, too. And I think that might be the other thing that's going to knock him down. You know, I don't know if he'll end up going to the second round. I don't know if he's a Gregory-type guy from Dallas, you know, if it's that far along. But, you know, he's going to fall, and when he does, you'll know why. It's not only just that heart thing. So, no, he won't be there, but Pharrell from Clemson would be.
Mm-hmm. Dan, those Clemson guys, those three dudes on that defensive line, which one of those do you think is the most intriguing pro prospect to you, Farrell, Wilkins, and Lawrence?
God, I tell you what, I they're all for a different scheme. You got a great nose tackle, you know, there, and then you also got a tremendous all around defensive end. Wilkins is, you know, the tackle and the defensive end. He can play anywhere, and even at nose tackle, in a certain scheme, you know, he could be a cocked nose tackle. So, you know, I think that, and then Pharrell, he's a tremendous hard-working blue-collar defensive end that all he does is he's relentless and he wears you out. So depending on what scheme they're going to, what team, you know, I like all three of them, you know. And but I think one of them might be there. I don't know, but maybe Lawrence could possibly be there at 30 because of the quarterbacks and stuff, mm-hmm. You know. You take it, but I don't think Wilkins will. I don't think Pharrell will.
What about Simmons, who everybody has New England taken at 30, a defensive lineman coming off a major injury, also has some questions off the field in his past. Would you gamble on him at 30, big defensive lineman?
Right. For what I know right now, I would. Normally, I would say no, but, you know, he's been, you know, remorseful for, you know, 3 years. He hasn't had any problems, and he does is work hard on the field, and he works hard in the weight room and all that. So yes, I would take a shot at him at 30, but I'm beginning to wonder if he'll even be there. You know, I think that some other teams are going to look at him the same way and say, hey, we're going to put him on PUP after we draft him in come fall. He'll be able to play toward the end of the fall a little bit. In a year from now, you know, he'll be ready to go 100%. So it might be a steal at 30.
Let's talk about second-round pick now, beginning of the second round where the Packers are picking there. I think a lot of people want to see him take a safety at 30 or at the beginning of the second round. They already got Amos from the Bears. Who do you like pairing with Amos at the safety position?
Well, I'll tell you a guy I really like, and I don't think a lot of folks talk about him. but is Thornhill from Virginia. This is a safety with corner skills. He's a tremendous athlete. He's very productive on the field. I mean, that's what you want, a guy that's great on the field, and then it matches up with, his workout stuff. So Juan Thornhill from Virginia is a guy that I think would be a great matchup there. Gardner Johnson, possibly, from Florida, University of Florida. And depending on how he's used, Hooker from Iowa, he's moved right. He's a hybrid safety is what he's going to end up being. You know, a linebacker, safety guy that you can move around as a puzzle piece. And then Abram from Mississippi State is another one that, it's just kind of depends on your defensive scheme and how you want to use these guys and how they're going to fit. That's the way they're kind of come off the board. Abram might be the first even over Thornhill. Ben Thornhill might be up there. And then, Hooker and then Gardner Johnson. So they've all got some really good athletic ability and productivity in their careers.
Oh, Dan Shank of Our Lads Draft Service. All right, call your shot. 12 and 30. Who the Packers take?
Well, I'll tell you, is Bush or White there? I'll make it easy on me.
I think Bush is there for sure, don't you?
I think Bush is there for sure.
I don't know. But if he is, boy, I'll tell you, I would take Bush for the Packers. I'd stick him right in there. At 30, if Simmons is there and he's okay with all the Packers, I would go between him and Lawrence, I tell you what, I think he can do more Simmons, so I'd go with Simmons.
Simmons would have been what, a top five, top 10 pick had he not gotten hurt?
10.
Top 10.
10 to 12. I mean, just, all depends on all the quarterbacks. But, yeah, he'd be right up in there.
It's a great value at 30, then.
Also depends on all those big Iowa tight ends. Sparky's going to be so upset if they grab one of those Hawkeye
tight ends. At
30,
I don't care. I don't care at 30. if Ant or Hawkinson falls to 30, I'm fine. Just not at 12.
No, Sparky, I understand. No, you're correct. But I see Hawkinson going 7 and 6. That's crazy.
Yep,
that's crazy talk. But hey, boy, he'd jump all over him at 30 in a minute.
Yeah, you could get him at 30. That'd be one of the steals of the draft. Dan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dan Shanka, Our Lads Draft Services. Man, is there anyone better in the business? Just awesome.
He's so fun to talk to.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Dan joined us looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.